Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Well, Mike, we're talking free agent signing. Free agency starts next week. So Sports Illustrated came up with a list of the worst free agent signings for last year. And then I want to top this off with some of the worst free agent signings in the NFL for all time.
I have a great guess for the all time. Okay. Allow me one guess when we get to that portion.
I will.
Go ahead.
We're going to start off at number 10, Andrew Wiley, offensive tackle for the Commanders. Commanders paid him 3 years, $24 million. He was 29. He struggled to protect Sam Howell in the 15 starts last year, allowing not one, not two, not three, nine sacks. Yeah.
It's disastrous. The only one that was probably worse was the Giants paying Kevin Glowinski. Guy got benched in like week six. He was so atrocious. If you can't start for the Giants on the O-line, you're real ass.
At number nine, running back. Why, David?
Because we don't pay running backs.
4 years, $25.4 million. Miles Sanders goes to the Carolina Panthers.
We called it when it happened last year.
Yeah.
That was an atrocious signing. Miles Sanders wasn't even the starter in Philly. Boston Scott had shown more. Mm-hmm. Kenneth Gainwell had shown more. I never understood that move for Carolina. Ever.
I didn't either, but Carolina wanted a playmate for Bryce Young, and they thought, what better you bring in Sanders? Is he's going to help you out because he can catch it out the backfield?
We want to help Bryce Young. Cutscene. Why is Chuba Hubbard running the football? Go ahead.
At number eight, David, what's the position that I don't want to pay?
Wide receiver.
3 years, $25.5 million, Juju Smith-Schuster. Wide receiver, New England Patriots. See,
this is another one we talk about, right? Like, and we're going to get plenty of things wrong. But some of this stuff is so obvious when a player is done. Juju was done. If you can't flourish in Kansas City, you're done. Mm-hmm. Like, that's... It was such a dumb move.
But New England was desperate. Belichick was trying one last time to win, and I just need a name. I can fix him. No, you can't.
Trust me, you can't.
At seven, offensive guard, Nate Davis for the Chicago Bears. 3 year, $30 million deal.
Oh, my.
They brought him in to invest in the offensive line to protect Justin Field, but he had a rough first year due to injuries and inconsistent performances.
It's a good thing they got $100 million cap space because, boy, howdy, they got a lot of work to do on the O-line specifically.
At number six, right here, three years, $33 million deal. Cameron Sutton, cornerback, Detroit Lions.
I have a bit of an issue.
I do as well, but go ahead.
I just think it's unfair. The man was not brought here to be the number one corner. The partner in crime blows his knee out four plays into returning. I don't know, Rico. I'm not telling you he had a great year or a good year, but he was miscast as a lead corner. I still have faith Cam Sutton's going to be good if we bring in a real lead corner.
He's actually one of two people who have a problem with this. Not my list, it's Sports Illustrated's list, but yes.
Okay.
For him to come in and be the number two corner, I think that you would have got a great deal on him. But he got moved over to number one.
And it was bad.
Not his fault. He did his job. He didn't do it well at times, but he did his job.
Mike Evans is still running.
Yes, he is. But he comes in at number six. At number five, James Bradberry, corner, Philadelphia Eagles, 3 years, $38 million.
It was dumb.
I mean,
the reality is they got him from the Giants. He was on a bloated deal. You got the best out of him. I don't understand why you would pay him and extend him. And again, the whole defense was bad, and they had Patricia calling plays. But yeah, Rico, that ended up being disastrous. That secondary was horrible.
Yeah, one interception, struggled in coverage all year long. At number four, wide receiver. You're going to like this, Mike. 4 year, $44 million. Alan Lazard, New York Jets.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'll just leave it at that.
Quarterback died four plays into the year. Now, let's be fair. But again, this is the problem when you let a 40-year-old quarterback run your organization.
For $11 million a year, he recorded 23 catches for 311 yards and one touchdown.
Hey, he had a better Jets career than Galladay had as a Giant. I'm just saying.
That may be foreshadowing, folks.
Oh, come on.
At number three is Draymond Jones, interior defensive line, Seattle Seahawks, 3 year, $51.5 million. They needed run stoppers. It was an area of concern. However, Jones had only 4.5 sacks, and Seattle defense got worse in 2023.
Oh, and yesterday they just released both starting safeties, Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs.
Yes.
Things are going great.
At number two, which I think is number one, but it's number two, but I understand why number one is number one, but I disagree with. At number two, quarterback, Las Vegas Raiders, Jimmy Garoppolo. 3 years, $72.7 million.
I don't need to add anything.
Yeah.
It's a good thing he's good looking, because I'll tell you, he can't play football.
Yeah.
At least he's got an opportunity to do some like glove commercials or something.
Maybe you get him on a broadcast. But yeah, at number one, worst free agent signing, Javon Hargrave, 49ers, interior defensive line, 4 year, $84 million. I don't agree with it, but here's why. Because they said his productivity fell from when he was with the Eagles, and he's got that hefty price tag. He recorded 7 sacks and 14 quarterback hits last season, but it wasn't what he had with the Eagles.
No.
But he makes a lot of money, and that's why.
I could probably quibble with that one, and I would certainly, I do have a bit of an issue with Cam Sutton. I just think that's being a bit unfair.
Those were the two that I had a problem with. All time, if we got time, David?
Yes.
All time.
All time. Give me one guess. Albert Haynesworth.
Albert Haynesworth. David, you got a guess?
No, that's a pretty good one, though.
Number one.
Albert Haynesworth, straight
7 year, $100 million contract.
He went from being one of the best players in the league, got paid, and said, you know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
He openly just stopped trying.
Yep. Yeah, left the Titans. You thought, okay, this is going to be something.
One minute he's stepping on Andre Girard's head. The next, he ain't even trying out there.
Yeah, David, I do have a guess. Nnamdi Asamoah.
Nnamdi
Eagles, 2009 or 10. Yeah.
David, at number seven.
He went from being awesome to terrible. Why?
Different
the scheme
system.
Didn't fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Giants, Kenny Galladay.
Yes. Giants, Kenny Galladay comes in. Mike, want to take a guess?
I don't know, but they're going to put that contract on Dave Gettleman's grave.
Number two.
Oh.
Number two. 4 years, $72 million. Yeah, I remember when he was didn't he opt out of the game? He was playing for the Lions, and all of a sudden, he just went to the locker room and just was like, yep, I'm not going to be here anymore.
Hip.
Adam Marchuleta, number three. Nick Foles, number four. Le'Veon Bell to the Jets, number five.
I don't have an issue. I can't believe Adam Marchuleta got paid that much money.
I forgot about that.
And here's one for you, David. Antonio Brown to the Patriots, number nine.
It would have worked out. He lost his mind.
Well, you kind of need your mind.
Fair. That's actually, I've heard that. That's actually true.
There's some older ones. Andre Rison at number 8 to the Browns.
Alvin Harper to the Bucks.
Yeah, that didn't make the list. Franco Harris going all the way back to 84.
Seattle.
He went from a 1,000-yard rusher to they rushed for 170 yards in 8 games.
1-yard rusher.
Yeah.
Wow.
And C.J. Jackson to the Chargers is number 6 to round out the list.
And the best part, he goes to the Chargers. He doesn't even start for $100 million. Goes back to New England.
Mm-hmm.
They just released him. How does J.C. Jackson go from being so good to out of the league? 2 years. And he's young.
Got rich. Yeah.
Okay, then.
No. Here's the thing. Here's what I found out, Mike. Some guys really want to be in the NFL, and they don't think about life after. You want to get drafted. Some people want to wear the Hall of Fame jacket, so they work hard. Some people just want to make it in the league. Once you get the paycheck, I've achieved my goal. I'm done. I could pull an Albert Haynesworth. What else is there for me to do? I'm rich now. So, a little bit of editorial.
Tremendous.
That is your Blitz 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.